Inspiration says that 100% of the time I'm connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, and knowledge that exists.
This is the playbook.
Inspiration says that 100% of the time I'm connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, and knowledge that exists.
Looking for inspiration, looking for ways of changing your life. You have to change yourself, and if you don't change yourself, that motivation falls flat. Explain that a bit more for somebody who doesn't really understand, who may be looking around at motivation. Oh, I go to the gym here on January 5th, whatever it is, and by February 5th, I'm not going in.
Consistency is about inspiration. Motivation is fleeting, meaning there's a difference between motivation and inspiration. Inspiration says that 100% of the time I'm connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, and knowledge that exists. And most people believe that. The problem is we get confused and we think, I gotta get motivated to connect to that power and source, then I'll stick to it. And the thing is, the ego gets in our way. The hardest thing is our cellular memory, I'm gonna give you a little deeper thought into this because I've been working on it for years. The cellular memory is so stupid. Right, from the time we open our eyes till the time we close it, that's all the data, but it's relying on five senses that are even dumber and more inaccurate, and it's relying on our memory, which is even more inaccurate. So the way that we get inspired, the way we clear the connection to that in spirit, that powerful energy, your thumb has more power in it right now, kilowattage, it's proven, to light the whole strip, right? That's how much kilowatts are in your body. So we obviously are connected to something serious. Right, in energy, but we're creating corrosion, we're creating interference between that inspiration because we're confused. I'll give you another one, motivation and fear. People tell you fear motivates me. No. What motivates you, fear focuses you. So when you become hyper-focused, you get results. So people mistake motivation, inspiration, and fear. Inspiration will be everlasting. It'll allow you to, like you did, you lower the bar, and now a year later, which seems like no time at all, you're in the best shape in your life, you're happier than you've ever been, your relationships are better than you've ever been, and it's not just because you're working out. What it is that you've cleared the interference between this enormous connection that you've had, and it's gonna continue because you are on the path of what I call the secret sauce of life. There's a Meltzer kaleidoscope I created. Lens of productivity, you're providing value to so many people. Lens of accessibility, meaning you're accessible to more people and you're accessing what you want, and a huge lens of gratitude. So that kaleidoscope is always portraying what you're seeing and doing. And the reason everything is falling in place is that you started to work in a consistent behavior, which here's the secret sauce. Enjoy. Matt Prott enjoys the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. You're back into, since the last time I saw you, you're much more in the pursuit of your potential. And there's a huge transformation that occurred when you left Lagasse Stadium, right? This huge thing that forced you to go ahead and say, wait a second, I'm gonna clear the connection. I'm more than just motivated. People have said I'm a motivated guy. You're an inspired person now.
Yes.
And things are coming through you, not just for you, but through you for other people. That's why the relationships are so better, because when you're around the people that you love the most, you're making them feel good instead of taking an interfered signal or frequency, pushing it to yourself, feeling bad or worse about yourself, and projecting negativity or interference onto other people. And then it's this horrible cycle that creates more separation, and it makes you feel inferior, superior, angry, frustrated, upset, a need to be offended, a need to be resentful. All of these different things come forth. And that's the difference between motivation and inspiration.